On the morning of Saturday, August 16th, shortly before the Pride Parade in St John, the city held a dedication ceremony to formally recognise the corner of Carmarthen and Mecklenburg Streets in the South End as Parker's Corner. This dedication is in tribute to the late Parker Cogswell, who died of cancer in 2020, a well-loved figure in the community and activist for 2S LGBTQIA+ rights, who came out in 1982 at the age of 17. Cogswell's husband, Andre Gallant, spoke about Parker's last days, how they started spending evenings sitting at the corner, and the neighbours who would join them.
We started sitting here when Parker was deeply into the chemotherapy. We had nothing left, but we started sitting here, just the two of us, and after a few nights, neighbors noticed, and they would come over one by one. And over the weeks, the corner grew. Chairs appeared, a drink appeared, and more people appeared. And this was meaningful because when we were at our lowest, I remember Parker had stopped talking. And if, as you know, Parker never thought he'd stop talking, but he wasn't talking anymore. But in the evening at 6 o'clock, if it was sunny, he'd said, "Are we going on the corner tonight?" And we would come to the corner, and slowly neighbors, friends would join us until his time was done with us. He would be so proud of this. Parker would be beyond words, which again is a surprise. But a thought ran into my mind this morning. Parker also liked to joke and make people laugh. I think Parker would like, "Wow, that's quite the honor. It's a bit small, a little bit, but quite the honor." Cancer managed to silence Parker, but it will never dim his light. So thank you for coming.
Mayor Donna Reardon unveiled the sign for Mecklenburg Street with a new rainbow sign signifying the location as Parker's Corner.
Here goes. The Norsemen say you die twice. You die the first time when you physically, your body physically dies. And the next time you die is when people no longer speak your name. And so we'll never ever have that with Parker, because we've got this to remind everyone, and we'll always keep speaking Parker's name.
Parker Cogswell's mother, Judith Minart Thomas, was also remembered at the ceremony, including by her husband, Ralph Thomas, as a fierce advocate for the 2S LGBTQIA+ community. Minehart Thomas organised St John's first Pride Parade and was co-founder of the city's chapter of PFLAG, a national organisation created by the parents of 2S LGBTQIA+ people seeking to support loved ones in the queer community.
We gather to this special place in memory of Parker Grant Cogswell. I want to speak about a remarkable person, my late wife, Judith Minard Thomas. Judith was never afraid to stand for what she believed in, not because it was easy, but because it was necessary. She said many yeses to God's call, yes to loving people as they are, yes to making room for others, and yes to building a more inclusive community. Her advocacy was rooted in hope and a unshakable belief that everyone deserves dignity and belonging. Parker's Corner is a testament to her vision and a determination to create a world where love wins. Together, Parker and Judith helped shape a St. John that embraces all people.
St. John Pride President Alex Saunders also added their thoughts about the significance of the location's dedication.
This is the most glorious door I've ever seen open for us in New Brunswick as a whole, and it's really special. The way that I see Parker most in our community is in the wrinkled corners of people's eyes when they smile when they talk about him. In the way that people tear up just a little bit because they miss him so much. I see it in the faces of my community every day. Judith and Parker have put an untold amount of hours into building the queer community in St. John and New Brunswick. Thank you to the city, and thank you to Parker and Judith, and Andre and just everyone who came before us.
Cogswell's nephew, Arlo Cogswell, spoke with Local 107.3 FM about his uncle and grandmother, also speaking to those assembled at the ceremony.
Parker was, I don't even know where to begin, because he was just such an extraordinary, positive human being and just a really strong advocate for basically anyone. He helped people be better and be their true authentic selves just from being himself and setting an example for the community. And I think this is truly an important event to honor him and honor also his mother, my grandmother, Judith Meinert, who she really fought for the rights of the queer community. And I think Parker's Corner will be alive forever because of Parker and because of Judith. Parker came out in the early 1980s while still in high school. He quickly became a community advocate due to the respect and acceptance that he gained from his peers and his teammates. Values and traits passed down by example from his mother are what gave him the strength to come out. Parker and Judith were both strong advocates for people in need. It was her love for her son that really pushed her to focus on her advocacy and activism for the queer and trans community. More informally, Parker mentored and helped many of his friends, family, and coworkers, especially youth in need. Parker was like a second father figure to me. He was like the sunshine guiding me through a cloudy day. His presence, his radiant smile, and his contagious laugh were always enough to overflow my day with positivity and my heart with love.
Honestly,
I just have advice for people. Live your life the way Parker did. Just live your life fearlessly and just be your true, authentic self.
Along with dozens of community members and neighbours present, MLA David Hickey and Mayor Donna Reardon were the Deputy Mayor, other members of the City Council, and Member of Parliament Wayne Long. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.